From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
The ayes are 62, the nays are 36. Senate Bill 1, as amended, is passed.
The GOP-controlled Senate approving a bipartisan measure authorizing construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The bill would approve TransCanada's proposed pipeline that would carry some 800,000 barrels a day of crude oil. Senate Energy Committee Chair Lisa Murkowski of Alaska praised the lawmakers who helped push through the measure.
What this demonstrates is that under the leadership of Senator McConnell, you are seeing a process that is more deliberative, is more open, and allows for an exchange of ideas.
The bill authorizes construction of the 1,200-mile extension that would bring crude oil from Canada's tar sands to U.S. oil refineries on the Texas Gulf Coast. However, today's vote total is not enough to override a threatened presidential veto. Cuba's President Raul Castro may want Guantanamo Bay back, but the White House says that is not on the table in talks to restore diplomatic relations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more reaction from Washington.
At a regional summit in Costa Rica this week, Castro made clear that there can't be normal ties until the U.S. gives back, in his words, the territory illegally occupied by the Guantanamo naval base. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says that hasn't been part of the discussion to resume diplomatic ties, though, and he points out that when the president talks about closing Guantanamo, he only means the prison.
In the view of the president and the previous administration, clearly in the best interests of American national security, to close the prison.
But the naval base is
not something that we believe should be closed.
The U.S. signed a lease in 1903, decades before the Cuban Revolution. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he set up a committee and a website in order to raise money for a possible presidential campaign. Graham announcing today his exploratory committee is about finding solutions to public policy issues. 59-year-old three-term senator says the GOP needs to decide whether it will work with Democrats on big matters. Unemployment claims fell to their lowest level in nearly 15 years last week. The Labor Department says new filings for jobless benefits dropped by 43,000. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
The last time layoff activity hit such lows was in April of 2000, near the peak of the tech boom. Last week's drop was larger than expected, following several weeks when the numbers increased. Seasonal aberrations in the Martin Luther King holiday may explain some of the recent volatility, but overall, on average, fewer than 300,000 people a week have been filing for jobless benefits, which is historically low. The number of people continuing to receive unemployment checks now stands at 2.4 million. The unemployment rate fell last month to 5.6%. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 225 points today. The Nasdaq gained 45 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. U.S. defense officials say three U.S. contractors were shot and killed today in the Afghan capital. According to one official, the shooting happened at the North Kabul International Airport complex in the early evening hours. One local Afghan national was also reported to have been killed. It was not immediately clear who carried out the shooting, whether the shooter was a member of the Afghan security forces. The World Health Organization says the tide may have turned against Ebola in West Africa. As NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, there's still a long way to go before the epidemic is over.
The world recorded only 99 Ebola cases last week. That's the lowest count since June. For the past month, the number of cases has plummeted in Liberia and Sierra Leone, and WHO says the epidemic is now in a new phase. The focus is on ending the epidemic instead of slowing it down. But there are big challenges. WHO says it could run out of money for Ebola in mid-February. Cases actually went up last week in Guinea, and the virus continues to spread to new areas in that country. The world has recorded about 22,000 Ebola cases to date. Almost 9,000 people have died. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
Super Bowl Sunday won't be the only game involving rough-and-tumble play this weekend. The folks at Animal Planet are again gearing up for their annual Puppy Bowl event that airs on game day. And today in downtown Phoenix, some of this year's Puppy All-Stars showed their stuff. The event featured puppies running for the end zone with a ball. It was part of a drive by Animal Planet and the Arizona Humane Society to encourage adoptions. This year's 11th annual Puppy Bowl begins at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.